Connor, obviously not the end result you want as a hockey club, but your thoughts on the way the club was able to open up this best of seven series against the Blues?
You know, it was a hard, grinding game, you know, just like we expected. Our details were good. Majority of the game was good, you know. Easily could have went our way, but, you know, that's how playoffs go. It's just one, it's not four. So we're going to get right back at it and continue fighting.
Took them 18 shots to finally beat you in the third period here tonight. Thoughts on the way your postseason opened up for you?
Hey, you know, I felt good. I was seeing it well. It's a testament to the guys in front of me. They're blocking a lot of shots, keeping it to the outside, allowing me to see it. You know, they played really good tonight, and it's unfortunate that we didn't get it.
What did you see on the deciding goal here tonight that is able to get them the 2-1 victory?
Yeah, a pass out from behind the net, and then a little toe shot, and I chased it out. And to be honest, I thought I had a good piece of it, but he had a good shot.
Just curious on your side, from a goaltender's standpoint, the Scheifele-Binnington collision early on in the game. What was your perspective on that?
I mean, it's almost like they're both at fault because, I mean, he skated into Scheife too, you know. I mean, we have the right to that ice too. It's not in the blue paint. I've done that, and I don't think I get the call. So it's a tough call, but, you know, we got to live with it.
Pass from behind the net on that deciding goal. Is that a bit of a theme for them? Is there a lot of low to high stuff that you got to stay on your toes for? Is that something they like?
No. I think this was just a hard fighting, grinding game, and everyone was fighting for every inch, and, you know, they're looking for openings everywhere, and they just happened to get one.